Hello.
Hello. This is Will calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm looking to speak to Rachel Grover.
Speaking.
Hi, good evening, Ms. Grover. Just so you know, I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Do you have a minute?
How long does the survey take?
Probably about 10 minutes at the most.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, thank you very much. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Oh.
I'm sorry?
A female.
Thank you very much. Next question. What is the year of your birth? Yes, the year, not the month nor the day, only the year.
1995.
Thank you very much. Are you a registered voter, like many people, you haven't registered yourself?
I am a registered voter, yes.
Thank you very much. Are you Hispanic, Latino, Spanish origin?
No.
No. Thank you very much. Next question. If you don't mind me asking, ma'am, what is your race? White, Black, African-American, American Indian, Alaskan Native,
white.
Asian, white.
Yeah, just
thank
white.
Thank you very much. Next question. In general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following, your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of our country?
Positive.
Thank you. The future of the planet?
Positive.
Thank you very much. Next question. How much power do you feel young women have to make changes that matter in their community? Please rate the amount of power you feel young women have to make change on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that young women have no power at all, and 10 means that young women have a lot of power to make changes. From 0 to 10, what's your take on it?
10.
Thank you very much. Of the following issues, which 3 do you think are the most important that young women in for young women in the U.S. today? Education, racism and discrimination, climate change, immigration, gun violence, crime, student loans. So far, any of those?
And I'm supposed to pick 3. Is that correct?
Yeah, 3 of them.
Okay, I'm going to go with education, and then there was a general crime category. Is that correct?
Yeah, crime. Exactly.
Yep.
Student loans, economy and cost of living, abortion access, mental health, national security, health care?
For the last one, for my third option, general economy.
Economy. So, okay, thank you very much.
Crime and economy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I got it. Next question. Thinking about the chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Caring for senior family members, work-life balance, relationship like romantic partnerships or friendships, contributing to positive change in your community, any of those?
Work-life balance.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to continue reading. Economic security and financial independence, improving and maintaining mental health, your education, hobbies, and free time activities, advancing in your career, having or caring for children, improving or maintaining physical health. Any of those?
Okay. Out of those, economic security is number 1.
Okay. What else? Your education, hobbies, and free time activities, advancing in your career, having or caring for children, improving and maintaining physical health?
Having and maintaining children or providing
okay.
for children.
Yeah, thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following traits are most important to you, to your identity? You may choose up to 3. Your spiritual, religious beliefs, being a woman, your personality, being young, your profession, any of those so far?
Religious.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Religious beliefs.
Thank you very much. Your role in relationship, like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, being American, being a member of your racial, ethnic group, your hobbies or interests, your sexual orientation, any of those?
Being an American.
Being an American, thank you very much. Next question. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Hope, pride, happiness, disappointment, sadness, dread, anger, frustration, exhaustion.
Frustration.
Okay.
Can you read off the first two again?
Hope and pride. Two. Hope, pride, happiness, disappointment, sadness, dread.
I guess frustration. Frustration and disappointment.
Okay, and disappointment. Thank you very much. Next question. Which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Number one statement. Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement number two. Our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could do it in the future. Statement number three. Our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for issues facing the American people. Which
statement number
three?
One.
Number one, thank you very much.
Yes,
How much do you trust the following to make change on the issues that matter to you? Do you trust them a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots, coalitions. Do they matter a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little.
A little. Thank you very much. Your city government?
A lot.
Thank you. Your state government?
A lot.
Thank you. Ballot initiatives like proposal laws that the public votes on directly?
A lot.
Thank you. The Supreme Court?
A lot.
Thank you. Congress?
A lot.
President Joe Biden?
How much does he matter to me? The question? Sorry.
Yeah, how much does he matter? Every single one of these statements, you have to decide whether it matters a lot to you, somewhat, a little, or not at all.
Not at all.
I understand. Thank you so much. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, et cetera, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ+ customers and deny them services. Does that motivate you or unmotivate you?
Motivate.
Will that be a very... or somewhat motivate?
Somewhat motivate.
Thank you very much. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admission.
That would motivate me greatly.
Greatly? So that would be very much. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers.
Yes, that would motivate.
That would be very motivated or somewhat motivated?
Very motivated.
Thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe versus Wade.
That would motivate me a lot. Very much.
Very much. Okay. Thank you very much. Next question. We are at 50% already. No, actually 61%. How likely are you to participate in the following? Attending a protest. Would that be very likely, somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Volunteering for an advocacy organization.
Somewhat. Well, I guess not very likely.
Not very likely. Thank you very much. Contracting or attending an event with your elected representatives.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat likely. Thank you very much. Sharing your opinion with friends and family in person or on social media.
Very likely.
Thank you very much. Signing a petition.
Very likely.
Thank you. Voting in elections.
Very likely.
Boycotting a company.
Very likely.
Thank you very much. Next question. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describes why you may not have voted in previous elections. You may choose up to three. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off location. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. The candidates didn't represent your values. You did not have time to vote. Voting doesn't change things that matter to you. Any of those so far?
I would say the candidate did not represent my beliefs or...
Thank you. You didn't know enough about the candidates. Your mail invalid didn't arrive in time. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. Any of those so far?
Nope.
Thank you very much. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled to block the Biden administration student debt cancellation program. However, the administration has already enacted alternatives to provide relief to low and middle income borrowers, like the SAVE plan, which cuts borrowers' monthly payment in half, or to a zero for minimum wages earners, and ensures balances don't grow from unpaid interest. We need to continue to fight for the economic well-being of young people so we can all thrive. Do you engage a lot, engage a little, engage less, or you don't engage at all?
I would say engage a lot on that.
Okay, thank you very much. The Biden administration spearheaded a bipartisan infrastructure package which replaces dangerous lead pipes, invests in public transit and electrical vehicles, and ensures internet access for all. These are critical investments in sustainability and equity for low-income communities and people of color whose neighborhoods have been disproportionately impacted by outdated infrastructure. We must continue to take action to make our communities stronger and safer. Do you engage a lot, a little, somewhat, not at all?
I'm going to say a little on that one.
Thank you very much. We've seen hardworking people rise up in the union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We proven that when young working people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive. Do you engage a lot, a little? Engage a little less?
Can you say just the first part again?
Okay.
It got really wordy there.
Okay, no worries. I'll repeat the whole thing. We've seen hardworking people rise in union to win better wages and benefits against some of the greediest corporations like Starbucks and Amazon. We've proven that when young people come together, we can prevail against the wealthy few to get the fair conditions we deserve. We must keep exercising our collective power so that working people can thrive.
Okay. Are you allowed to tell me if this is a nonpartisan survey or not?
Yeah. It's not. It's a private. It doesn't have anything to do with political parties, whether it's Democrat or Republican, none of that.
So it's not whether or not I agree with these things. It's just whether or not it's going to get me out to vote. Is that correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, so I'm going to say engage on
okay,
that one.
You engage a lot or a little?
A lot.
Thank you very much. Next, what are the media sources that you check the most for new content? You may choose two: Instagram, Facebook, international news outlet, news and informational articles online, national TV, news station, YouTube, any of those?
News articles online.
Thank you very much. Local TV stations, TikTok, podcast, Twitter, any of those?
Podcast.
Thank you very much. Next question. We are at 90% already. Thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose two: music, hobbies, tips or hacks, humor, memes, sports, shows, movies, business, finance, science, technology, health, beauty, self-care, news, current events, government, politics, any of those?
Politics, government,
okay.
And hobbies.
And hobbies. Thank you very much. Next question. Just a second here. Okay, here we go. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree that you have received? 12th grade or below? No high school diploma, high school graduate, diploma or equivalent, some college but no degree, associate degree, bachelor degree, master's degree, professional degree like MD, DDS, JD, doctorate.
I have an associate's degree.
Associate's degree? Okay, thank you very much. Next question. Do you consider yourself one heterosexual or straight?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Living with a partner.
Okay, thank you very much. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself a strong or not strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you very much. How would you describe your employment status? Are you full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home?
Full-time employed.
Thank you very much. For whom did you vote in 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not eligible?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, thank you very much. Last year, in 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Your best estimate is fine.
$150,000.
Okay. Thank you. That will be the end of our survey. I just want to thank you once again for your time and every single one of your answers, your opinions. You're a wonderful person. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Good luck on your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.